This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Today is the primary election in Colorado. Voters are choosing candidates for several federal, state, and local offices. Here's young voter Olivia Stortz.
I'm 23, so a lot of 23-year-olds don't vote, which makes me want to vote even more. I mean, I think we're living at a moment where democracy is essentially at stake. You know, I'm German. I'm a student of German history. My dad has always taught me that democracy is something that you can't take for granted.
Stortz says she's eyeing one of the most high-profile races. Democrats will choose between former Governor John Hickenlooper and former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff to take on U.S. Senator Cory Gardner for his seat in November. A state pilot program to capture and sell carbon dioxide released from brewing beer is considered a success. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
The idea was to capture the greenhouse gas that's released as the beer is fermenting and sell it to cannabis companies, which need CO2 to grow indoor marijuana plants. The state connected Denver Beer Company with The Clinic, a cannabis dispensary. The brewery's CO2 was pumped into the clinic's grow rooms over 4 months. The results? Healthy plants, and the clinic saved money. Having a customer for their gas has helped Denver Beer Company offset the cost of the CO2 capturing equipment. Both businesses plan to expand the partnership to continue to reduce their CO2 emissions. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
I-70 is closed near Byers east of Aurora as a wildfire threatens homes. About 100 residents have been evacuated, according to the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office. Officials say several fire districts are working to fight the 100-acre fire. This is CPR News.